This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Iran has threatened to decisively respond to any U.S. attack on the Islamic Republic after President Joe Biden linked Tehran to the killing of three U.S. soldiers at a military base in Jordan. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
The U.S. has signaled it's preparing for retaliatory strikes in the wake of the Sunday drone attack that also injured around 40 troops. But there are concerns that any additional American strikes could further inflame a region already roiled by Israel's war on Hamas and the ongoing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping in the Red Sea. The Iranian warnings first came from Amir Saeed Iravani, Iran's ambassador to the UN in New York. He gave a briefing to journalists late on Tuesday, according to the state-run IRNA news agency. I'm Charles De La Desma.
U.S. Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland was in Ukraine on Wednesday for talks amid growing uncertainty over U.S. economic and military assistance to Kyiv as the war with Russia approaches its third year.
We continue to provide security support in all categories, including new investments and new weapon systems.
Ukraine is heavily reliant on support from its Western allies to hold its own against Russia's full-scale invasion launched on February 2022. Meanwhile, European Union heads of state will try to persuade Hungary to unblock billions of dollars of EU aid for Ukraine at a crucial EU Council summit in Brussels on Thursday, as Kyiv warns it's running low on ammunition to fight Russia's invasion. Hungary vetoed a four-year, $54 billion package for Ukraine at the last council summit in December, arguing the money should not come from the bloc's budget, as Ukraine is not a member state. This is VOA News. All 26 other EU member states voted in favor of the aid package. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has long been a thorn in the side of EU unity on Russia and has good relations with the Russian President Vladimir Putin. Kenya's delayed polio vaccination campaign targets high-risk counties in the Northeast, but Kenya isn't the only country affected by a resurgence of polio. VU Nairobi chief Mariama Diallo reports.
After three decades of being polio-free, Burundi had 16 cases last year. And as of August 2023, 187 confirmed cases of circulating variant poliovirus have been reported in 21 countries in the Africa region, according to the World Health Organization. Polio is a highly infectious and debilitating disease that affects children under five, causing permanent paralysis. It can also cause death in 2 to 10% of those paralyzed, according to WHO. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
The corporate leaders of Meta, TikTok, X, and other social media companies testified before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday about child safety on their platforms. The hearing came as both Democratic and Republican lawmakers are growing increasingly concerned about the effects of social media on young people's lives. The hearing began with a recorded testimony from kids and parents who said they or their children were exploited on social media. Throughout the hours-long event, parents who lost children to suicide silently held up pictures of their children. In one testy exchange, Republican Senator Josh Hawley prodded Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg to apologize to the families.
Would you like to do so now? Well, they're here. You're on national television. Would you like now to apologize to the victims who have been harmed by your product? Show them the pictures. Would you like to apologize for what you've done to these good people?
Despite the rare bipartisan unity, it is not clear it will be enough to pass legislation to boost child safety online. And Cuba's government on Wednesday delayed a planned 500% surge in the fuel price after what an economy ministry official said was a cybersecurity incident. The Communist Island's cash-strapped government had announced the five-fold increase with effect from February 1st as part of a series of measures seeking to cut its budget deficit. The nation of 11 million people is experiencing its worst economic crisis since the collapse of the Soviet bloc in the 1990s. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.